stories about keeping or repealing Illinois' Parental Notification Act sound somewhat similar. Both sides say it protects rights, but whose? Teens or parents? While Illinois has extensive abortion rights on the books, parental notification is a holdover from more than two decades ago. Dr. Brooke Bello couldn't tell a parent she was having abortions. The counselor and author is founder of the organization More to Life. She said she is a survivor of human trafficking and a preteen rape. Early in her teens, she was forced to have multiple abortions by her traffickers. Those procedures left her unable to bear children. Scarred, she had to have multiple operations, including a hysterectomy.
If I had my parent been notified, my mother would have known what city I was in. She would have known what street I possibly would have been near. She could have contacted law enforcement.
Bello spoke at a press conference for a coalition called Parents for the Protection of Girls. It was formed to block repeal of Illinois' PNA.
Why would you want a child to keep something secret that's going to affect the rest of her life?
Supporters of repealing laws say there are times when notifying a parent within the two-day window is just not possible. Bridget Leahy is with Planned Parenthood Illinois Action. The group is the political arm of Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
The only young people who this truly impacts are those who are in family situations where it is unsafe or dangerous or very ill-advised for them to involve that parent. But the rest are already doing so. You can't have a law that is going to make families be able to function well or talk well with each other.
Dr. Rebecca Comito, a Chicago obstetrician and gynecologist, argues that the PNA should be repealed. She talked about her experiences with teens seeking abortion.
When they do not involve a parent or guardian, young patients share with me that this is because they're concerned about judgment that may lead to social or financial isolation from their family, being forced out of their homes or experiencing sexual or physical violence.
But the Reverend John Jones, a pastor at a Tinley Park church, said there are consequences of abortion for teens as well. He, like Bello, was part of a virtual press conference last week.
It seems unfathomable that the law would allow a minor to make a decision to access abortion without any adult guidance. We know of the potential severe physical and emotional consequences associated with abortion. We cannot leave our children to face them alone.
Bob Gilligan is executive director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. He agrees with Jones and notes that the law does not require consent, only notification.
So parents and guardians have to consent to just about anything a child wants to do today. Field trips, medication in schools, joining sport. We have laws that protect parents and treat children differently because we know that teens are impulsive. They engage in risky behavior. And science tells us that their brains are not even fully formed until 25.
But Bridget Leahy of Planned Parenthood points out that other actions related to pregnancy do not require parental consent or notification. Those include prenatal testing and care and procedures including a cesarean section or giving up a child for adoption. Neither do testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections and sexual assault and mental health and substance abuse counseling. Emily Worth is an ACLU attorney who works with teens who seek judicial bypass. In the 7 years the law has been enforced, more than 500 teens have sought the alternative to parental notification. They go before a judge to explain why they can't tell a parent they want to have an abortion. There are clients, she said, who were delayed so long by the bypass process that it was too late for them to have an abortion.
And it's these young people that we could not help and who may have ended up parenting before they were really ready. Those are the ones that haunt me.
I'm Maureen McKinney.